go looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, the 21st of January, 2026. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And here we are already in the third week of January, so let's not talk about how quickly the year's going already, because we're getting a lot done too, aren't we?
Yes,
I have to say, we're getting a lot done. Yes. We're in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre and are very grateful to be able to use this space to be able to do our recordings. I'll kick off with 150 years ago, a big cabbage. A gigantic cabbage has been exhibited in the shop of Mr. F. Burrow, Mount Gambier, weighing 22 pounds. It was of the Savoy tribe and speaks well of the soil of the mount, which of course is volcanic soil.
Yes, well, of course.
Why they're reporting about cabbages from Mount Gambier is another matter, but you know, I guess it's of interest.
It was a big cabbage.
It was a 22 pounds would be about 10 kilos, 9 kilos is a big cabbage. Yeah.
But back then, they reported on every little thing.
Yeah.
You know, somebody fell down a well, and that makes news.
Yes.
Because there was a lot of newspapers and not much happening in the state.
Yeah, so that's why everyone knew what everyone else was up to, I suppose,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yep.
So small things made news 150
22-pound cabbages.
Big cabbages made news.
Yes.
That 100 years ago, disastrous hay fire. Gawler had a sensation on Saturday about midnight when the huge haystack containing over 100 tonnes at the area of the Albion Mills in Cowman Street, and that is misspelt, was found to be on fire. The fire brigade was speedily on the scene in response to several alarms given from different quarters. But the fire spread like tracery over the whole stack and for a time made approach very difficult. You've spelt cow and cow man.
Cow man.
Yes.
Well, that's what... let's not go with AI stuff.
So imagine a huge haystack in the middle of Gawler, where Coles is now.
Yeah. Well, we've got a bottle store in the middle of Two Wells Main Street where probably won't be for... it'll be there for a few more years, but I think I'll gradually have to move out. 50 years ago, survey proves need for bypass. A traffic management survey for Gawler conducted by consultant engineers Moisten H. Lower and Associates highlights the need for a bypass to the east of the commercial centre. The engineers state that until the bypass is constructed, traffic will continue to build up in the town centre. The survey recommends sweeping changes, including the abolition of right-hand turn in Murray Street, one-way traffic in side streets, and the complete redesigning of various intersections. That didn't happen. I can safely say that did not happen.
The ongoing traffic problems of Gawler. Yes. So 25 years ago, down under and sizzling, thousands of people crammed into Murray Street, Gawler, on Saturday to celebrate the start of Stage 5 of the 2001 Jacobs Creek Tour Down Under. As the brightly coloured cyclists and their support crews arrived on Gawler's Main Street, local residents thronged to experience what is regarded as the best cycling race in the Southern Hemisphere.
Mm.
We should go through Gawler this year. I don't know when it last went through Gawler.
It started and finished in Tanunda yesterday.
Yes.
It's a while. Gawler doesn't pay enough money, I don't think.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and there's a photograph of the peloton going up Murray Street or down Murray Street.
Yeah.
Up, I think they went out to the Barossa.
Yes, from here.
Mm-hmm. But it's still going, and that's the main thing.
Yeah.
10 years ago, heat stroke. A local government report has found that of all emergency situations, including fire and flooding, heat is the most likely to threaten Gawler residents. The report highlights the dangers faced by people in the region during excessive heat waves and the measures council will need to deal with the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not up to individuals to, like, I've got an air conditioner and, of course, they
not
do provide areas for people to go and sit. Like, I know libraries get opened and advertising happens that if you haven't got anywhere or calling at home, come to the library.
They try. I mean, I'm not sure what more they can do beyond that.
Mind you, on Saturday when it's going to be 42 degrees, our library closes at 12, so I don't think that's going to be much use to anyone.
Yeah, no.
So, Well, that's it for this week. A very short looking back.
It is.
It used to be a full column down one side of one page, but now it's about two thirds.
Yes.
So we lost words because of photographs. So there you go. Mm. Until next week, Jeanette.
Until next week, Kate.
Bye for now.
Bye.
For all light signs.